Today, we look at the fascinating and surprising history of how the dismal science got its name. Many people know that it was the writer, historian, and essayist Thomas Carlyle who coined the term the dismal science and applied it to economics in 1849. Many people also believe, however, that this had something to do with Malthus. Now, it's true that Malthus said that population grows exponentially, while the ability to grow food and to feed that population only grows, at best, linearly. As a result, Malthus said that starvation was the inevitable consequence. True, that's pretty dismal. It's not, however, why Carlyle called economics the dismal science. The reason Carlyle called economics dismal is, in fact, much more surprising and shocking. Let's take a look at the place where Carlyle first coins the term the dismal science. It's in an essay called An Occasional Discourse on the Negro Question. It's a little weird, so bear with me. It goes like this. Exeter Hall philanthropy is wonderful, and the social science which finds the secret of this universe in supply and demand and reduces the duty of human governors to that of letting men alone is also wonderful. He's being sarcastic. Not a gay science. No, a dreary, desolate, and indeed quite abject and distressing one. What we might call, by way of eminence, the dismal science. These two, Exeter Hall philanthropy and the dismal science, led by any sacred cause of black emancipation or the like, to fall in love and make a wedding of it, will give birth to progenies and prodigies, dark extensive mooncalfs, unnameable abortions, wide coiled monstrosities, such as the world has not seen hitherto. Now that's pretty strange. Now what does it all mean? So clearly Carlyle is saying that Exeter Hall philanthropy and the dismal science have united in the sacred cause of black emancipation, and Carlyle is against this. Let's take a closer look at exactly what Exeter Hall philanthropy is. We can understand the context a little bit better. So here is a picture of Exeter Hall, which in fact was a grand hall in which many important political speeches were given in London. And Wikipedia gives us this very important piece of additional information. The meetings of the Anti-Slavery Society were held there, and such were the significance of the political meetings that the phrase Exeter Hall became a synonym for the anti-slavery lobby. In fact, we can say a little bit more, because this picture is actually a meeting of the Anti-Corn Law League, the group